Hey there, and welcome back to Tourism Marketing Mastery. I'm your host, Eric Hattersheit, and today's episode is going to be what to do if you've got a million ideas.
Hey, my name is Eric Hattersheit, and I'm part of a group of independent tourism operators that you've probably never heard of. We deliver experiences that are beyond a photo shoot. When they're not, we actually have to change our guests' lives. But because we don't have unlimited budgets like the big brands, we have to think differently. We have to be clever with our marketing. We need to reach our audiences to make the impact, but we also need to be profitable right from the start. Unfortunately, traditional education is about 20 years behind, and they aren't teaching us what we need to know. So we've decided to take matters into our own hands. We're sharing marketing tactics that work today because we are experienced masters, and what we do matters.
All right, so on today's episode, we're going to be talking about what to do when you've got a million ideas. If you're listening to this and you've got a bajillion ideas, then guess what? You and I share that. If you don't have a bajillion ideas, then in some ways you're lucky because that probably means you've got some level of focus in your life that some of us find hard to attain. But there are others of us, myself included, which have something that we like to call squirrel syndrome, where you just get constantly distracted by not only things externally, but if you're anything like me, you get distracted internally. Mentally, you have an idea every 30 seconds and you're like, oh, that's a great idea. What if I pursue that? And that can, in a lot of ways, be debilitating. So if you're in that boat, and like I said, some of you will be, some of you won't be. Often, if you are running the show, it's not unusual that is you. A lot of times, sometimes that's a trait that makes it difficult for some of us to be employed by someone else, is because we have a million ideas and we have different ideas of how to do something our way or a different way than is being done. And that can often get shut down by an employer because they want things done their way or their process. And that's fair. You know, this is a bit of a, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent here, but I think you need both. I think I've seen that in working relationships. I've definitely seen that in working relationships over the course of the last 4 or 5 years. A lot of the businesses I've worked with have a couple that's running the business, or there's a couple that's in business together. And if that's the case, in order for that business to succeed, you actually need two ends of a spectrum. If you have two individuals that are both highly creative, makes it really difficult. If you have two individuals that are both highly process driven, also makes it difficult for that business to succeed. You actually need someone that's highly creative and brings a lot of ideas to open up new opportunities with some of those ideas. But then you also need the person that's more logical and more process driven to say, well, hold on a second, a lot of those ideas are terrible. And we need to actually go back to our plan A because that's working for us and we don't need to divert from that right now. And you need both of those things. But I'm digressing a little bit. So if you're on the side where you've got a bajillion ideas, you do need to temper that, especially if you don't have somebody that's holding you accountable to the original idea A, so to speak, then you need to temper that for yourself. And the analogy that I've gotten that I think was probably one of the ones that was most impactful and that I still think about today was a story that was relayed to me by a friend of mine. His name's Chandler Bolt. He runs a program called Self-Publishing School, which if you're looking to write a book, he is an amazing resource to go to. Highly successful entrepreneur, has made millions and millions of dollars in the last few years running this program. And it's a really great program. I've gone through parts of it. Not that I've self-published a book, but I've worked with individuals that are publishing books, gone through some of his stuff, and he's got a very innovative approach to self-publishing and a very effective approach. Anyway, so he has had the same issues I've had with having a million distractions. And he relayed a story to me that I'm about to share with you. That really made sense to me. So, and he was told this story by someone else. I'm not sure who told him the story, and it's not his either. But the story goes like this. Sometimes being an entrepreneur and being in charge of your own work, your own goals, it's a little bit like building a bridge. So I'm going to try and give you guys a visualization of this. Let's say that you are on one side of a riverbank, and that side of the riverbank that you are on, that is where you're currently at in your life. And then you can see the other side of that riverbank across the span of water. You can see the other side, and the other side represents where you want to be. The other side is where the project you're working on or the business you're working on is successful. It's working. It's profitable. You know, the teams are great, great culture, whatever it is you're looking to accomplish, it's on the other side of that river. So your goal is to find a way across this river from the bank that you're on to the bank that you want to be on. And you decide, okay, to get from where I am to where I want to be, I need to build a bridge. Now, oftentimes when we're working on a new project, that's kind of like working on a bridge, but we don't actually know how to build that bridge. So we just start putting things together. And there we are on the one side of the riverbank, on our side of the riverbank, and we start putting materials together and we start building a bridge. And it's a little bit lopsided and it's a little bit funny looking. And someone comes to you, they walk past and they see you working on this bridge and they say, huh, looks like you're working on a bridge. You know what? I have some blueprints for a bridge that I've built, sturdy bridge, worked well for me. It looks like you're struggling a little bit. Would you like the blueprints for that bridge? And so you say to yourself, yeah, I'd love the blueprints for your bridge. And so he says, okay, no problem, I'll sell them to you. So you buy the blueprints for that bridge and you look at it and you're like, okay, yeah, this totally makes sense. And you start building the bridge according to the blueprints of this guy that walked by, and you're building the bridge and it's going okay. And then you know what will inevitably happen to you? If you're in business, if you're an entrepreneur, you're building this bridge, you're working on it, and then I'll tell you what's gonna happen. Someone's gonna come along with another set of blueprints and they're gonna say, hey, looks like you're working on that bridge. And you go, yeah. And they're like, I've got a bridge, it's a much better bridge than when you're building. Do you wanna buy blueprints for that bridge? And you're like, oh, and you start looking at your bridge and you're like, well, that bridge looks better than the one that you've got blueprints for. So you abandon the bridge that you're working on and you buy blueprints for the other bridge and you start working on a new bridge a little bit further down the stream. And you start working on that new bridge and you're working on it. And then someone else is going to come along, and someone else is always going to come along, and they're going to have a set of blueprints and they're going to say, oh, looks like you're working on a bridge. I've got a better bridge. And you're going to abandon the bridge that you're working on and you'll buy that set of blueprints and you'll start working on a bridge right next to the one that you were just building. And you're... Over time, you're going to look back and you're going to look down that riverbank and you're going to have like 20 half-built bridges across this river and you haven't gone anywhere. That is often what it feels like to be in business when you are in charge, you've got a million ideas and you're the one that needs to execute on those ideas. That's often what it can look like and what it can feel like. So now the question becomes, what do you need to do in order to make sure that doesn't happen? What you need to do is you need to learn to find a set of blueprints. I'm all about finding a set of blueprints. Find someone that's actually gone and built a bridge before. That's a smart way of doing things. Find a set of blueprints that you know has gotten that person from the point that you're trying to get to the point you want to go. And you say, okay, that's a bridge that's worked for them. It's worked for other people. Let me use those blueprints to build a bridge. You're going to take those blueprints, work on your bridge, and someone's going to come along and say, hey, looks like you're working on a bridge. I've got a better set of blueprints. Would you like them? What you need to do is say, yeah, let me take a look. You take a look. You say, this looks like a pretty good set of blueprints. Maybe you buy them. Maybe. But you don't execute on those blueprints. What you do is you take them, you put them in your back pocket, and you keep working on the bridge that you're on. And you're going to continue getting people coming by and saying, hey, I've got a better blueprint. That's fine. You take a look at what they're doing. You keep that in the back of your mind. Maybe you file that away, but you keep working on the bridge that you're on. If you keep working on that bridge that you're on, eventually you get to the other side of that riverbank. And here's the great part about this. When you get to the other side of the riverbank, on that other side, there are more resources over there. And I can tell you from personal experience, having been to the other side, you get there and you're like, oh, all those amazing ideas, all these other bridges that I encountered or blueprints that I encountered along the way that were great ideas. Now, as opposed to having a million half-built ones, I've got the resources where I can deploy someone on my team to go build that bridge and focus on just that one at a time. And now you can build 20 bridges across the river if you want, and you can have resources flowing back and forth so that you get those bridges built. But in the beginning, you need to focus on that one bridge and just be consistent with being focused on that one thing. Now, part of me telling you this is because I need that analogy for myself. There are many times when I get distracted, all the time. And my wife, part of the reason that my wife, I think, is an amazing fit for me is because she is the other side of this. She is reason, she is logic, and she understands process, and she is going to be the person that says, hey, you said you're going to work on this. You need to continue working on this and complete it before you move on to something else. And that's something that's hard learned for me is that, oh, you know, when I work on this and I complete it, then you get the results from that, as opposed to having something that even if it's 99% finished, it's not finished. It's not out there. It's not. Seth Godin actually has a good saying for this. He says it's not shipped. That's something that he talks about is, we need to ship it. So if we're going to execute on something, we have to assume that it's going to be completed, done, like something that the customer is going to get in their hands, or the client's going to get in their hands. Otherwise, there's no point in working on it. So that's something that I think is extremely relevant. It was extremely relevant to me. I should say it is still extremely relevant to me to sometimes remind myself, okay, I need to make sure I'm focusing on one thing until it's completed. And then when that thing is completed, then I can move on to the next thing. Another example, this is William Faulkner. He's an American novelist, and he wrote, sometimes in writing, you need to kill your darlings. I'm paraphrasing here a little bit, but that's a thing that a lot of writers have too. Obviously, they've got a million ideas. And so he was very on point when he said, you need to kill your darlings. There's going to be a million things that you have in the back of your mind that you think are amazing ideas. You need to take the best of those and just focus on working on and refining that one idea, because you don't have the capacity to execute on 1,000 ideas at once. Nor is it a good way of getting things done. So, if you've got a million ideas and you're all over the place all the time, let me know. Because, I mean, obviously, I am not going to be alone out there with someone that struggles with squirrel syndrome, so to speak. So let me know if that's something that you've got, that you struggle with. And if you have any ways of coping with that are different than maybe the analogy that I gave, I'd love to hear about that too, because it's obviously something that's something that a number of individuals out there are going to struggle with. Anyway, that's all I've got for you today, is just where to be at if you got a million ideas, especially right now. I know a lot of you are going to be listening to this part in the future, but right now we're still going through COVID. It's a time of innovation. There's a million ideas that are floating around out there. I thought I had a million ideas before, and now I've got like 5 million, just because there's new opportunities that start presenting themselves all the time. And it's just asking yourself, okay, what do I execute on? Anyway, I am now droning on. So if you guys got anything out of this podcast, go ahead, leave a review. That would be awesome. Or you can shoot us an email as well, and we'll answer your questions. New email for you is info@tourismmanagementacademy.com. So that's info@tourismmanagementacademy.com. You send us an email there. I'll reply to you, and I might even answer that question on the podcast if you would like me to share that. All right. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week. Cheers.